bump, bump, bump. Sports talk, bump, bump, bump. A little sports talk, bump, bump, bump. Sports talk, a little sports talk. Welcome to A Little Sports Talk. It is the day after Martin Luther King Day, Tuesday, the 19th of January, 2021. And this is bump, 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 A Little Sports Talk. I am Chinch. Today we're going to talk about what? Football. The divisional round is almost done. Getting ready for some championships on Sunday. Championship Sunday. All right, that's enough of these fucking voices. I went to Los Angeles to visit my family. That's where I saw these games. I missed one because I went to a cool little thing I'll talk about in a bit. I saw one at my brother's house. We also saw a little UFC fight, the last fight of the UFC fight night on ABC. Also talk about that. MLB, NBA, and UFC talk. Wah, 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 ba-da-ba-da-ba-dum. All that and more. Coming up next. Coming up next. But first, this ad. Yo, have you heard? I'm just kidding. All right, let's start off with the Rams-Packers. Saw that game. I was in L.A., and I got to tell you, nobody gave a shit that the Rams lost. Rams, the L.A. Rams are not an L.A. team. There's a couple of people who might like be like, yeah, what's up? Yeah, Rams, yeah, yeah. Hey, man, you see that Rams game? Yeah, man, it was crazy. Hey, Jared Goff, that's what I'm talking about. Aaron, yep, that's him, yep. No, but nobody, my family didn't give a shit. They're more either a Raider fan or the Bolts, San Diego Chargers fans. And I think that's what you see more in L.A. As far as the Rams winning, they really didn't give a shit. And they lost to the Packers, which everybody was like, yeah, of course. Of course. Aaron Rodgers kicked ass. He has a mustache. And yeah. And Ravens, Bills. Bills whooped on the Ravens. The Bills Mafia put on a hit on the Ravens offense, and they fucking murdered them. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but who gives a shit? And then Chiefs beat the Browns. Patrick Mahomes got knocked out. And when I saw it, I was like, it didn't seem like he got hit in the head, but I guess like with the whip, I don't know what, but the way he fell, who knows what happened. But when he got up, he was obviously fucking on wobble, on Queer Street, as they called it. He was all wobbly all over the place. Please don't email me the LGBTQ community. That's just a form of an expression that they say. He sent his ass straight to Queer Street. And not because he gets boned in the butt or doesn't know his pronouns or his pronouns are different. I don't know. It's just because he got knocked out. And will he play Sunday? Most likely he is, because he is the face of the NFL. And they're going to want that face and those curly little hairs playing. Should he play? Probably not. And I think he shouldn't. And that might give the Bills a chance to actually win. I think the Bills have a chance of winning anyways. But anyways, Chiefs beat the Browns. Bucks beat the Saints. This is a game I didn't see because my sister got me and my family little tickets to go see. I think it's called Stranger Things Experience. I don't know. It was pretty dope. You go in your car, kind of like a drive-thru. I mean, like a movie drive-in. They do this whole little thing of welcome to wherever, Bayside. I forgot what city. Hawkins. Welcome to Hawkins. And they have like the mall, the Starcourt Mall outside. It's pretty cool. They're all dressed in 80s gear. They all have like actors pretending to be the characters from the show. And they go out and they're like, oh, watch out. And then they do an intro. Then you go and you like follow the line in the car into a big giant like parking structure you know those parking structures that have like a couple of floors deep up, I think maybe four floors. And one of like the second floor was like the upside down. They had everything set up as the upside down. They had the Russian soldiers out there, and they were like directing traffic. They told you to stop, and then they had the Demogorgon come out, and they had this whole acting, like this whole deal. Then they went all the way up to the top roof where they surrounded by screens, which was dope. Just screens. And they had little clips of the show. And then they had, basically, they made a play about the show from starting from season one all the way to the third season, I guess, to the last season that just aired. And yeah, and it kind of was like, what's going to happen next? But it was fun. My boys loved it. They're having a great time. I was on the Jumbotron on the little screen. They came up to me with the camera. I was doing a stupid little dance. My sister put that on her Snapchat. It was a good time. But because of that, I missed the entire Saints and Bucks game. I saw the highlights. It seemed like it was back and forth. It was 10-10, then it was 20-20. And the Bucks just came up, and then Drew Brees just threw a bunch of interceptions and just fucked it up. Which I think pretty much everybody knows. Drew Brees most likely is done. He's pretty much going to retire. I think they should have put in what's the other guy that played for the Bucks last year? Jameis Winston. He's pretty good. He threw a touchdown. I saw that clip. He threw a touchdown for them, for the Saints. Most likely he's going to be their new quarterback. I don't know what his contract situation is, but it seems like he's going to be in. He's pretty good, so I think the Saints are okay. They'll be in good hands. As long as they got Allstate, you'll be in good hands.
Allstate's bad, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, you're the Allstate guy.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
And as far as the AFC Championship, Bills versus Kansas City, it seems like Kansas City is the favorite. I'm pretty sure they are, but I'm going to go Bills. Every week there has been an upset. This week it was the Bucks over Saints. I picked the Saints. Bucks won. So this week my upset is going to be Bills over Kansas City Chiefs, and the Bills Mafia is on their way to the Super Bowl, baby. And then in the NFC, Packers versus Bucks. I don't think Tom Brady is all that. Like right now, they're like, look how great he. Remember, I told you, if Tom Brady makes it to the NFC Championship, all they're going to talk about is how amazing he is. He left the Patriots and he still made it all the way to where he's at right now. I didn't see the game, the last game, but it didn't seem like he played so great. And he's going to have to play his ass off, his 45-year-old ass off, I don't know how old he is, to beat the Packers. And I think Aaron Rodgers is just too good. He's going to discount, double-check all up and down that fucking field on Lambeau Field. And, you know, Tom Brady's old. Old people don't like the cold. His bones are probably going to hurt. Even though he did play in Foxborough, he did play in New England in the cold. But, I mean, he went to Florida. You know what I mean? It's like he wanted a warm weather. I don't think he's going to do good. I think the Packers are going to whoop on him by like, they'll win by like 10 points at least. My prediction. That's been my prediction. So yeah. Packers, Bills for the Super Bowl. And then when that comes, then I'll talk about my prediction then. In other news, I was in LA. I saw the game. Oh, I saw the fight. I saw the last fight. I saw Max Holloway fight. It was pretty cool. He fucking put a whooping. I saw the last two rounds because I was on my way to my brother's house. And, you know, my son, I call him Baby C because he's like Baby D from Next Friday, where he just knows Cupcake's got a new cupcake coming out. Right? And Hostess got a new cupcake coming out, right? Like Twinkies and shit. He knows, like, what's up when it comes to food. He saw this place on, I think it was on YouTube. It was called Happy Ice. It's kind of like a margarita but without the alcohol, just the icy. Like it was pretty good. It was pretty delicious. But he did good on that one. So we went there. The line was kind of ridiculous. It wasn't that long. Like we didn't wait that long, but I did get to my brother's house at a later time than I was expected to be there. Like I wanted to be there at 1:00 and I think I got there like at 2:30 or something. Not because of the line, but because I had to drive to the place, which was like 15 minutes out of my brother's way or maybe more. And then we went over. Yeah, it was like 20 minutes out and then 20 minutes back and then whatever. Anyways, the point is my brother texts me. He goes, man, Max is putting on a fucking clinic. Hurry up and get here. So when I got there, it's fourth round where I was like, oh, they're going to stop it. I'm coming right in time for them to stop it. Herdeen did not stop it. He let fucking Calvin Cater get his ass handed to even more. Like, his face was just gross, bloody. He looks like he was eating out some Bloody Mary chick. It was fucking insane. And then it went the fucking distance. But yeah, Max Holloway just put in the clinic. He fucked him up. He should fight for the title next. And, I mean, he lost twice to the current title holder, but I think he won the last fight. They kind of robbed him on that one. And I think the next fight for the title is going to be Volkanovski, who's the champ, versus Brian Ortega, who's from Torrance, T-City. And I think T-City's going to get his ass handed to. I mean, the last fight, I guess he won. I don't really remember it. I think he put on a good performance, enough for him to get a title shot. So he must have put on a good performance. But most likely, Max is going to fight one of those two. I think it's going to be Volkanovski. He's going to keep the belt. I don't see Brian Ortega winning because, I mean, MMA math isn't always right. But, I mean, if fucking Brian Ortega wins, fucking that's just Max's belt. Just might as well give it to Max because he whooped on Brian Ortega for 5 rounds. Even worse than what Max did to Calvin Cater. He fucked up Brian Ortega. But yeah, watch that. Then we watched the rest of the Bills game. I mean, was it the Bills? Or I forgot what game was on. Oh, Packers. Packers versus LA. Saw the rest of that game, which was like, kind of saw it. We had some Raging Cajun Chicken. I forgot the name of it, but it was pretty good chicken. Chilled outside with the family. It was a good time. It was a good hang. A hang at the Rodriguez house was a good fucking hang. It was one of my favorite times visiting my brothers while visiting him. It was just a chill time. It was awesome. The weather was fucking perfect. Very chill hang. I loved it. Then after that, Sunday happened. We just chilled. Didn't do shit. Then Monday, we came back. Sunday, we saw the Stranger Things thing. Whatever. Came back on Monday. Saw Warriors play the Lakers, and I was like, fucking, the Warriors are getting their asses handed to you, so I was like, I'm not gonna watch it, but there was nothing else to watch, so I'm glad that there was nothing else to watch, because the fucking Warriors came back from like 20 points to beat fucking LeBron, and it was dope. It was like, take that, and all I thought was, if they would have had Klay, this shit would have been over a long time ago. They wouldn't have had a comeback. I think the Warriors are a good team right now. And with Klay, they're going to be even fucking harder team. So I can't wait till next year. But I think this year they're going to be contenders, maybe a couple trades here and there to get a little bit of better players. And I think they'll make the playoffs. That's my prediction right now. As of January 19th, 2021, the Warriors will make the playoffs. What else is going on? Let me check the UFC. Oh, something happened in the MLB. Let me check my notes. I know something happened in the MLB. Mets GM, his name's Jared Porter. He got fired. He got fired, and all I read was the text, and I was talking to my wife about this. I just read the bottom line. He got fired for sending a dick pic. It was basically a picture to a news reporter back in 2017 or some shit, 2014. I don't know how long ago it was. And so that came out now, and so he got fired. And I told Geraldine, I told my wife, it's kind of fucked up. Like, who knows what kind of relationship he had with this reporter. And now that he's making moves, he's out here, the Mets hired him in, like, I don't know when, October. And he made some moves. He got some players over. He got made some trades. He's getting players to the Mets. He's making the Mets a good team. His name is getting out there. They were like, bam, time to bring out the story. You're fucked. You got fired. You lost your job. You're never going to work again. I was like, that's fucked up. But I did not read the whole story. And me and my wife were kind of, we didn't go back. She was on my side. She was like, yeah, you're right. Fuck this chick. Why does she come out with it now? That's mean. Now that he's made a name for himself, now that he's out here, I mean, what is she? I bet she wasn't an innocent one. Maybe she's out here like, what's up? Saying all these mixed signals. And now all of a sudden, you save this for this time to come out and ruin this guy's life. Then I read more into the story and I'm like, baby girl, check this out. Homeboy sent her 60 text messages and dick pics, and she never responded to nothing. Like, she was like, nah, dude, not interested. And he just kept sending text after text, 60 straight text messages and a dick pic. And she's all like, oh no, homeboy's a creep. He deserves to be fired. I was like, yes. And then they were like, why till now did this come out? And it came out, it's probably 2017. They did a story about it, but they did not publish it or some shit like that. Because he was not known. So it would have just came out like, oh, this dude who kind of works for the MLB did some creepy shit. And it wouldn't have got as much exposure. So therefore wouldn't shine a light on this fucked up situation. And more guys would have been like, just doing it anyways. Now that homeboy's a GM, he's big time. It's kind of showing you, who cares who you are? You did some creepy shit, you're going to pay for it. So all y'all motherfuckers out there who are creeps and try to send dick pics to chicks and be fucking assholes, you're going to get fucked over. Don't be a creep. A chick doesn't text back once, don't text her anymore. If you text somebody, if I text my buddy, what's up, bro, what you doing tonight? And he doesn't text me back, guess what? I'm going to take that as he's busy. I'm not going to keep texting him. And that's my boy. That's my buddy. So, dude, if you're texting a chick that, like, you got some fucking issues, you're going to fucking end up killing somebody, you psycho fucking killer. But, yeah, and that just, I was like, damn, did we just fucking make a whole assumption about this chick without knowing the full story? All I did was read the bottom part, and I was like, that's fucked up. And then I looked into it and actually read the story, and I was like, ooh, my bad. Like, I was really judging this chick. And then, so it's fucked up. poor lady, poor chick. I mean, this guy's a creep, and he had to probably see his tiny little penis. Let me go to the UFC and talk some fights, and then that'll be it. Because it's a big, big fight coming up this week. Conor McGregor, Connie Mack. Connie Mack's fighting Dustin Poirier. Dustin Poirier. I don't know who's going to win that fight. They call him Dustin Diamond. Diamond Girl. Ooh, he should come out to Diamond Girl. If he does not come out to Diamond Girl, that's kind of fucked up. Diamond Girl. You're my diamond girl. Before that, there's going to be fights tomorrow, Wednesday. Who's fighting tomorrow? Who cares? Oh my God, who cares? Michael Chiesa, Neil Magny. I'm going to go Michael Chiesa because he rocks a mullet. Where's the Connie Mack fight card? There it is. This is the undercard nobody cares about. Blah, 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 blah. And then this is the main fight. Where in the fuck are you, Connie Mack? I don't know who the prelim. All right, so Juliana Pena is fighting Sarah McMahon. They're both kind of, Sarah McMahon's been through it. I think she fought Ronda Rousey once. I say Juliana Pena. They're both top 10 chicks. I mean, Juliana Pena was like hot shit for a while, and then she kind of fell off after a couple losses. I think she should win this one. Khalil Roundtree Jr., he's a fan favorite. I follow him on social media. He's a dope dude. He loves punk rock. He loves metal. He loves hip-hop. He moved from the United States to Thailand. He's been living out there. He's one of the dopest dudes. He used to be a fat punk rock skater and decided to take up some kickboxing classes to lose weight. Got shredded. Turns out, hey, I like fighting. Fighting's dope. Fighting is fun. I'm good at it. And he started fucking people up. Now he's in the UFC. He's had a kind of some tough fights. I think he said, like, you know what? I'm kind of over it. Seems like he's over it. He's out there in Thailand still, I think, living over there. I think he's just like, I'm just chilling, man. And he said this might be his last fight. So because of that, I'm picking Khalil Roundtree Jr., to whoop on Marcin Pekanokios. Brad Tavares is fighting Antonio Sabato Jr. I'm going to say Brad Tavares will lose. Nasrat Hokapasi versus Armin Tenzerian. Who cares? And then the main fight, of course, is your boy Connie Mack versus Dustin Diamond. Diamond girl. You're my diamond girl. Connie Mack said he's going to win, and he's going to knock him out in 60 seconds. He's going to get with Nicolas Cage and get on Eleanor and knock his ass out, gone in 60 seconds. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they fought before a long time ago when Connor was coming up, and Dustin was, you know, doing his thing. I don't know, man. The last time they fought was at least maybe 7 years ago. And I think Poirier has gotten way better, but so has Connie Mack. I don't think he's going to get knocked out. But I do think Dustin can win. I think he has the potential to win. His last fight was against Khabib, and he got choked out. You know what I'm saying? But so did Connie Mack. Connie Mack got choked out by Khabib. I think Connor's confidence is going to win him this fight. I don't think he's going to knock him out, but I don't think it'll go the distance. I think Conor McGregor might win. If he does, I would say third or fourth round, he'll win by maybe TKO. But that's if Dustin Diamond does not. If he just stands there and bangs with him, Conor's going to wear him out. I don't think he'll knock him out, but I think he'll wear him out. And then TKO, which doesn't mean knockout. Just means like just pound, 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 where he can't fight. He can't protect himself, and the ref stops it. I think that's what's going to happen. Maybe third round. I'm hoping Connie Mack loses. But yeah. Oh, the prelim. There's another guy before that. Why isn't that on this card right here? But the dude from Bellator's fighting as well. Fuck. I gotta look that up, because this is not the business, UFC. I don't know why they did not put it up there. UFC 257. That's dumb. The UFC's website is stupid. It is beyond stupid. This is so stupid. Fucking UFC, man. Their website. I don't know who does that shit, but y'all gotta fix that shit, UFC. Michael Chandler is going to fight, and he's a former champion. He's a former champion of Bellator. He's coming his first fight over here. It's his first fight. Oh, shit. Yeah. Fuck, I forgot who he's fighting. But he's fighting a dude that's not... No one to sneeze at. He's a beast. And Khabib, I don't believe what Dana White... Dana White said he had a discussion with Khabib. And Khabib says if he sees something that he likes, he's going to fight somebody in this card. Like if Connie Mack does something amazing, he'll fight Connie Mack. And blah, 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 blah. I don't think so. I think Khabib might just be like, nah, you guys didn't impress me. I'm not going to fight it. I don't think he's going to fight Connor. He already beat Connor. Why is he going to fight him again? I think he should fight fucking Nate Diaz. That's who I think he should fight. He should fucking fight Nate Diaz. That would be just for money. I think he'd beat Nate Diaz. But, I mean, it'd be fun. All right, that's enough sports talk. I'm done. Done with my little note. Fuck you, Post-it. Kick rocks. It was fun. I don't know how long I've been doing this. Oh, like 25 minutes. Let's see if I have a little high note for y'all motherfuckers. Y'all motherfuckers want to see your high note? What do we have? What happens when you die? What happens when you die? What happens when you die? What? I don't know if I talked about this, but all right, here it goes. What if aliens? There's been a lot of alien talk on Rogan, and so this is something that I was lying and it came to me. But what if aliens came and they're like, "Hey, you're wrong about everything. What the fuck is math?" Like, what is the Big Bang? All that shit is bullshit. You guys are wrong. You guys are both, like, no, you're all wrong. And he says, this is what you got to do. And then they touch our appendix. And then that appendix releases something that just makes you see the truth. And it transports you, right? And we're all like, what? And then it's just like, that's where the truth is. It's in the appendix. But then we're like, we're not all of us have appendix. And they're like, what? That's what gets you to our next dimension. It explodes and you transfer you to us. That's what happens when your appendix explodes. But we're just thinking like, well, we thought when your appendix explodes, you die. Because that's what happened. People's appendix would erupt and then you die. And they're like, no. Your physical body dies, but you come to our next dimension, which is our planet where we're from. That's what the appendix is for. And we're just like, well, we thought it was for nothing. Like, it was just something that was there from evolution. And they're like, no. It's there for a reason, idiots. And then we're just like, well, not all of us have appendix. We take them out. And they're just like, no wonder you guys stopped showing up. That's why we started visiting, because we're like, what's going on? Why aren't they coming to our dimension anymore? And we're like, we took off our appendix. And they're like, stupid ape monkeys. That's been my high thought. See you guys later. Talk to you next week after the championship games. And yeah, bye.